what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to move over to the local baseball scene. Spring sports season now complete. That means that it's time for summer baseball. Great tradition here in the Castle Country. It's the Helper American Legion baseball team. And once again, that'll play a big factor in the development of some of the underclassmen and those kids returning, even some that have moved on from the high school game already. Joining us right now to talk about that, we have the manager of the Helper American Legion squad and the assistant at the Carbon High School baseball program, Dakota Cincineros. And Coach, it's always great to get you on. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to be back and talk some baseball. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Coach. It's one of those time frames where, boy, you're winding down from high school. Had a chance to talk to your dad about it. It was a tough way to end the season.
Right.
It was a long, short year, and it didn't end the way we had anticipated or hoped. And so now you just got to jump back into the summer. Is it easy for the kids to be motivated based off what happened this past year to get playing baseball again?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at our last two seasons of high school baseball, both incredibly successful seasons, obviously coming up short both years of what our overall goal was. You know, this year kind of hurt a little bit, losing a couple guys there towards the end of the season that were big players for us. But I still felt like our guys, you know, fought really hard and played good baseball there at the end of the year. And obviously taking, you know, third overall is a big accomplishment. Motivation, definitely. I feel like heading into the summer, especially getting everything started in the summer, is a question mark. But we got a great group of guys. You know, they're excited to get some baseball started again. I think we're missing it there for the week that they were off. I mean, it was only a week, but, you know, we had tryouts this week, and I could see guys that they missed being out on the diamond. And so we've got some games coming up not long and not too far out. And so we've got to get that motivation back from everybody, not just a few guys. But I think they're excited for the summer. You know, summer's baseball is always better with the weather anyway. You know, yeah. We always like the weather in the summer, and it's a little easier to deal with. So I think it's going to be a good summer. We've got three teams again, and I think it's going to be a lot of baseball, but it'll be good.
You mentioned three teams. I know this is a really crucial time of the year for you guys as far as development goes, right? And to have three teams once again, that's a big deal. And the younger kids, you had them out in Groves this last weekend.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have three teams, like you mentioned, 19U, 17U, and 15U, just like we ran last summer. But, you know, I think looking at it on paper, we've got more numbers out this year. We did tryouts Monday and Tuesday. Monday was for 8th graders, going to be freshmen in our program for high school, and then current 9th graders and 10th graders. And I ended up having 19 8th graders, I believe, out for that tryout. And so it's great to see that many kids. You know, I'm wondering how we're going to get them all time. But with it being, like you said, a developmental time for us with this summer, that's what it's all about, you know. And whether that comes in practice or games or, you know, after practice, whatever it is, it's a big growth period for that group. That 15-year-old group is to, you know, get some coaching from guys that they're gonna see in our high school program. Start to get, you know, some of the lingo down and some of the ways that we coach, and just get some more baseball in. I mean, that's all that is at that age, is you need more baseball. They're growing, they're changing, they're going from, you know, shorter bases, shorter field, to a little bit bigger bases and bigger field. So it's a transition period for them. They're going to play some good competition statewide, and they, you know, will be a little bit younger than the competition they're going to play, being 14-year-olds in a 15U league. But it's good for them. You know, they'll play up, play some different competition, play some older guys, and hopefully, you know, compete pretty well. And then we got our 17U group again. We'll have, I think I counted 15 to 16 guys on that team as well, and we can bump some guys around, whether they're younger or older, and kind of get them onto that 17U team to compete. But that's a good group as well, and you know, that's our sophomore group that we had in our high school program that needs a lot of baseball as well. I mean, they're not a very big group, but they've got to get some time, and you know, they're going to be guys that we're going to rely on for some varsity time next year, some varsity innings. So, and then we'll have our 19-year-old group. That's our returning group. I've got two guys that are already graduated that are returning. One of them played college baseball this last year, and one of them is, you know, working towards that goal again for next year. So we'll have those two back, and then we've got all of our seniors minus one, and then all that junior class that you saw for the spring season. So it's honestly a really good group. I mean, it should be a competitive summer. Our goal is the same as it was for the high school season, you know, win a state championship, and those kids get rewarded with a regional at the end of the summer. The 17-year-old regional this year is in Vernal. So, you know, a lot closer than it was last year in Alaska.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a group that won the state tournament last year as a 17-year group and kind of got robbed of going to that regional with it being so far away and, you know, such a high bill to pay to go to Alaska. But, you know, we'll see what they can do. If they can win another state championship this year, it'll be in Vernal for the regional. And then the 19-year regional is in California. And, you know, we took third in state last year at that level. And so I'm hoping that we can compete and find ourselves in the state championship game this year and competing for a title this year and you know, hopefully make it to that regional.
Yeah, when we talk about the competition for all levels, I guess specifically 19U, maybe we put such a big emphasis on 19U because you have the regional than the nationals, right? So I guess we put a lot more emphasis in that category. How do the programs around the state look this year? Are we getting more and more involvement? Is it starting to continue, or is it starting to level off, I guess, a little bit?
Yeah, no, I think every year, you know, we had a big growth, a big jump there about two or three summers ago when I first started in teams. But, you know, the last couple of years, we've definitely grown. It's been, a little steadier rate, not as many teams jumping in, but it's, you know, a couple teams here and there. Across the state. And so it's good to see that growth from the Legion. Legion used to be a huge program.
Yeah.
Statewide, and it's a huge program nationwide. So, you know, the fact that our state's starting to get that growth again is good. We'll have four regions for the 19U group, and then two for the 17U and two for the 15U. And those regions are a little bit bigger and a little bit more spread out. We'll have some teams down in the south. For the 15U group, we have a team from Mesquite, you know, and they're not a Utah Legion team, but they wanted to play Legion ball, and they're close to Cedar and some of them teams down there. And so our 15U group will play Cedar, Mesquite, and they'll play some teams that are a little bit closer, Vernal, Roosevelt, Manti, teams like that. And that's the way our 19U region is set up as well. We've got Manti, Roosevelt, Vernal, and then St. George and us. And so it's going to be competitive, but there is more of an emphasis, like you said, on the 19U group, just because that's the highest level of baseball that we're playing for the Legion season, and you know there is a state tournament and a regional involved. But the two younger groups are, in my opinion, just as crucial, and you know even if not more crucial for our program moving forward, because those are the kids that are going to be coming back in our high school program, and so the development. You know, and the amount of baseball they can get through the summer is huge going back into our high school season. And me and my dad have talked about it, you know, the last couple of years, and we really feel that our success with our high school season has been because of our summer season.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We play teams in the high school season that don't have anything going on for the summer. And it's nothing against them. A lot of them have football kids and basketball kids that are just, they can't do anything in the summer. But we've got that benefit that we can actually, you know, get enough guys out to run baseball through the whole summer. And we even did some stuff in the fall last year as well. But it's huge for our program. It's huge for our high school program. It's huge for our kids getting, you know, more at-bats, you know, more innings, tweaking, you know, fixing some tweaks here and there that come up through the high school season and then making themselves better heading into the next high school year. So it's a big benefit for us.
Again, Dakota Cincineros, our guest right now as we talk about the Helper American Legion team. Coach, a couple of big dates I know coming up. You guys will begin the season next week. So as you alluded to, not a lot of time to get set.
No, we jump in with both feet, and we're heading to Burley, Idaho next Thursday. I believe that's the 2nd, and we'll play four games down there in that tournament from Thursday to Saturday and come home. We don't have a lot of time to waste. We'll jump right back in again at home with our C.J. Smuin Memorial Tournament out in Helper, starting on Wednesday night, and that will run until Saturday as well. Four games again with that tournament. And, you know, on the schedule so far for us, we play Wednesday night at 8, Thursday night at 8, Friday night at 8, and then depending on how we do in those three games, we'll determine our time for Saturday. But, you know, 8 games right off the bat in back-to-back weeks, you know, so we're going to have to make sure our pitchers are ready again. They should be, you know, coming off the high school season. But it should be some good baseball to get our summer season started off.
Yeah, for sure. And then after that, not a lot of dead time, right? You guys will maneuver through state tournament in August, correct?
Yeah, no, it's actually at the end of July this year. I think the dates for that are, if I remember right, the 23rd to the 27th is what we're looking at. And we're playing those at Mountain Crest and Skyline High Schools. And then after the first couple rounds, it'll move up to Kearns High School at Gates Field. So, you know, like you said, not a lot of time. I mean, summer's so packed and there's so much going on. after those first two tournaments, we'll start our region play and run games up right up until the state tournament, and hopefully we'll be ready for that state tournament when that time comes.
Now, we can end with this, Coach, as far as who's helping you in the dugout?
You know, we've got quite a few guys, actually, and hopefully some familiar faces, guys that have been in our high school program. Cole Fawcett is going to be back again. He's helped the last couple summers. Ty Anderson's a guy that hasn't helped us coach yet. His little brother Chet will be playing, but he asked if he could help, and we're always going to, you know, welcome any help we can get. My brother-in-law, Caden Coons, will be out. He just finished up with the college, and he'll be helping us as well. Colton Greener will be back. He was just helping us with the high school team. And then Tyler Wright, he was helping us with the high school team. Two guys that, you know a lot about baseball. All these guys know a lot about baseball. You know, I've played with some of them, coached some of them, and it'll be good to have them out there to help us with the summer. And then we're trying to get a few other guys' schedules figured out. Jaden Flemmett, he played baseball for us a couple years back. Bo Rich, I played ball with Bo. And then Troy Grundy, who's a big name in our area for baseball. Yep. So hopefully we can get those three guys' schedules figured out and get them out for the summer as well to help us out. But, you know, a lot of coaches, and my hat's off to them. You know, they don't get paid a dime for the summer. It's all volunteer, you know, but we have to have guys in order to make this program run. And those coaches are big into our success for the high school season and our summer season as well. So I'm excited for the names we've got out there to help us, you know. A lot of years of baseball under the belt for a lot of these guys, and so they can teach our guys a lot of things that can help them out. You know, it's going to be a good summer with them, you know, in the dugout, like you mentioned, helping out.
Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come in. Always great to get the summer baseball off and rolling. I know we'll be catching up again real soon, talking about the kids, talking about the development, and of course the schedules. Always a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me out. I'm excited for the summer.
Let's pause one more time. We'll come back and put the final touches on this edition of the show when we return.